situation happened about a year ago in our household. However, since that time, it has played itself out over and over and over again in many different ways. I have three kids, three daughters, and you know that the emotions in this house can range from the highest of highs to the lowest of lows in an instant, in a heartbeat. And if you have a teen or tween daughter, I'm assuming that you can relate. So this specific situation happened when one of my daughters, who shall remain unnamed, needed to log into school in order to complete an assignment. And for some reason, she was getting an error message and it wasn't working. And while everything had been fine up until that point, all of a sudden, ridiculous amount of meltdown. And in my opinion, what was a disproportionate meltdown to the issue at hand, shall we say. In using this example, I want to talk a little bit about the rules that we have in this house for our emotions and how we handle and deal with those emotions. And the first house rule that we have for emotions is no emotion is wrong. No feeling is wrong. In that moment, what my daughter was feeling, the overwhelm and the stress and the anxiety and the sadness and the anger about not being able to log in, are 100% legitimate. Even if from my adult perspective, I can't see what the big deal is, it feels that way to her. It's legitimate. She's allowed to feel that way. So that is house rule number one. Followed quickly by house rule number two, you aren't allowed to spew your emotions on other people. You can feel all the things you want to feel, but you're not allowed to spew that on other people. So she was so upset about this not working and about her class not being able to log on, not being able to get the assignment in, what have you. Her sister was in the room and she started to get snippy with her sister. And I said, oh, no. This has nothing to do with your sister right now. So let's remove her from the situation. So I took the sister away, put her to bed, came back and said, all right, so I completely validate that you are feeling upset about this specific situation. I also want you to recognize that this is not me doing this to you. This is not even your teacher doing this to you. This is a technical issue, okay? So please don't spew this on your teacher or on me or on your sister. And normally what we do in this situation and what we did that evening was we took a deep breath. We took that moment to recognize those things. My feelings are valid and I don't need to spew them on everyone else around me. We took that breath. But in these more difficult and challenging times, since this has played out several other times, a question that we also now ask is this really what's bothering you? Because since we've all been stuck in the house together a lot, since there are a lot of things going on, and there's always a lot of things going on, but right now I feel like we're all trying to accommodate for one another in interesting ways, we ask the question, is this the main thing that's upsetting you right now? So that is kind of our third house rule, is getting curious about our feelings, getting curious about where this feeling and this emotion is actually bubbling up from. And is it truly anger at the technology, or is it overwhelm with all the things we have to do? Or is it frustration with a certain relationship that hasn't been going well, and whether it's with a sibling or with a friend or with a parent, and we've been holding it in and now this issue is just where it comes out? And so kind of getting curious. But the only time that we can get curious about those feelings is when we've taken the time, like I said, to breathe. It clears your mind and then it allows you to really get curious about what you're feeling and why you're feeling and how you're feeling. And the final, I wouldn't say this is a house rule about our emotions, but this is a question that we ask and use a lot. And if you follow Erin Tarr, Be the Benchmark, you will hear this tool used over and over in a variety of different contexts. And that is, again, coming back to that scale of 1 to 10. On a scale of 1 to 10, my actual problem, how big is this actual problem? Because if it is for my daughter in that moment, if it is that technology and it's just that straw that broke the camel's back, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being like, somebody is seriously ill and in the hospital and I'm worried for their life and their health, and 1 being, you know, I stubbed my toe, where does this fall? And she was able to accurately say, well, this is like a 4. Okay, so then let's look at our reaction and measure, is this a 4 reaction? Are we giving a 4 reaction to a 4 problem, or are we giving a 10 reaction to a 4 problem? And again, in the moment, our children and even ourselves and our teenagers and our tweenagers have difficulty doing this when they're very escalated. So going through those other house rules first of your emotions are valid and please don't spew your emotions on other people because this is not about them. And then breathe and get curious and then rate it and then see if our reaction is on par. And in this situation, she was able to step back and I was like, okay, you know, what is actually going on? Walk me through what you're trying to do. Because I didn't even understand the tech issues and I didn't understand what she was trying to log onto. Walk me through what's going on. And as she walked me through it in a calm way, all of a sudden it worked. So that's not maybe always the situation. There's a variety of reasons why we and our kids can have really big fluctuating emotions at these times. But if you are able to kind of stick to these house rules and remember these house rules and go through this process, whether you need to post it on your mirror or on your refrigerator or wherever so that you can think through these things, it will really help the entire cohesiveness of the family if everyone can learn to deal with these emotions in a healthy way, in a way that brings forth conversation instead of shutting down conversation. As we know, one person in the household can set the tone for the entire household. And so trying to help everyone in the house get through all of these emotions and work through these emotions in a healthy way is a true key to having that happy, healthy household throughout the holidays. Ooh, happy, healthy household throughout the holidays. That's what we're shooting for as we deal with our dear daughter's emotions. Keep choosing your thoughts, go create a life you love, and I know you're going to change the world, as will your daughters, especially when you're able to help them manage those emotions and deal with those emotions in a healthy way.